BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The presidency says it's concerned about sweeping global tariffs imposed by the US. South Africa is among 60 countries that have been singled out for higher tariffs by President Donald Trump. He's imposed a levy of 10% on all exports, which includes 30% for South Africa. Presidency spokesperson Vincent Magwenya.
Unilaterally imposed and punitive tariffs serve as a barrier to trade and shared prosperity. The tariffs affirm the urgency to negotiate a new bilateral and mutually beneficial trade agreement with the US as an essential step to secure long-term trade certainty.
Meanwhile, Northwest University economist Valdo Krugel says these tariffs could lead to a decline in demand for local products.
The tariffs increase the price to the importers in the U.S. and to consumers in the U.S. But the end result of that is they'll probably spend less because these imported products have become more expensive to them. The demand is going to decrease a bit, and that means a smaller market for our exports, and our exports are now less competitive on price than they used to be.
Now, world leaders have also been responding, including Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney.
We're in a situation where there's going to be an impact on the U.S. economy. That will have an impact on us. But we are going to fight these tariffs with countermeasures. We are going to protect our workers, and we are going to build the strongest economy in the G7.
And UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer says there will clearly be an economic impact.
Negotiations on an economic prosperity deal, one that strengthens our existing trading relationship, they continue, and we will fight for the best deal for Britain.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. To the Western Cape, the ANC Women's League is calling for the Government of National Unity to declare gender-based violence a national disaster. The members marched to Parliament yesterday, joining nationwide protests triggered by the alleged rape of a young girl in the Eastern Cape last October. The League's provincial treasurer, Lumka Tambor, told the SABC rather that stronger measures are needed to protect women and children.
I remember in 2018, this was agreed that GBV and femicide is a disaster, but there's nothing that is being done to make sure that there is a proper budgeting and planning for that. And also, there's supposed to be a council that has been agreed by government last year already.
Your top story this hour. The presidency has expressed concern at the newly imposed tariffs on South African exports to the US. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. Click on the news and traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.